Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from God this evening. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a word. You can call in your prayer request at 319 5276204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen? And you can call in your prayer request. It's at 319-527-6204. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you.
Psalms 29:3 in the NIV says, the voice of the Lord is over the waters, the God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. Praise be to God. Let us pray. God of glory, you have revealed your glory in Jesus. He is the radiance of God of glory and the exact representation of your nature. Because of Jesus, I am able to come into your presence with unveiled face and behold the glory of the Lord. I praise you and adore you. Transform me into your image from one degree of glory to another. Your glory is so magnificent that heaven needs no sun or moon to shine on it. For you, God of glory, give it light, and the lamp is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose, from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss her. So you can dial in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another inspirational selection.
Belongs to you.
God of glory, you are a jealous God who will not share your glory with others. Forgive us for turning our eyes to humanity, thinking that this person or that person delivered us from a particular trial. Rather, it was you who used them to bring about your intended deliverance. Forgive our short-sightedness in not always seeing your glory through your creation, your works, your word, and your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
God
Amen. God of glory, you are light, and in you is no darkness at all. Thank you for your permeating glory and for your sustaining this world and everything in it. Without your glory, sin would overtake and destroy all life of hope. Thank you that in Jesus Christ, your glory became flesh and dwelled among us, giving us an opportunity to see the glory of your only Son from the Father. Full of grace and truth. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda. Praise be to God.
Just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry. Don't
worry. Well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time. Oh, you can't hurry, God. Oh no, you just gotta wait. Gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry. Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh.
God is the way maker. Great powers.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Opinions and Obedience. In Hebrews 11 and 7 says, by faith, Noah, in reverence, prepared an ark and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Amen. Praise God for the reading of the scripture. The writer says, when we read about Noah in Genesis chapter 6 through 8, we see a clear picture of obedience. When God called him to build the ark, a task that seemed both impossible and illogical, Noah obeyed the Lord despite what other people thought of him. Often, we may think that when we obey God, everyone will support us and cheer us on, especially other believers. However, that's not always the case. When you choose the path of obedience, others may react negatively. People may criticize you because they simply don't understand what the Lord is doing through you. They may also be angry you are doing things his way and serving his agenda instead of theirs. So it won't always be popular for you to obey God. But remember that his thoughts and ways are higher than ours, and he is always right. Isaiah 55:8-9. So therefore, when the Lord tells you to do something, don't focus on the circumstances or other people. If Noah had listened to his critics, he would have been swept away with everyone else. Instead, he chose to submit to the Lord and was saved. Trusting God is always the wisest course of action. Amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is always to me. Opinions and obedience. Let us pray. Jesus, yours is the only opinion that matters. We will obey you. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Praise his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God of glory, your voice is over the waters, and your glory thunders throughout the land. whom shall we fear but you? We ask you to intervene on our behalf when enemies seek to bring us down. Your glory is strong and mighty, like thunder and lightning. You see all our enemies and will protect us from them. Keep us from getting in the way of your glory by being prideful, trusting in our own strength, or seeking revenge. As you delivered Joseph from the pit, not only once, but twice, deliver us, God of glory, from the ill will of those who oppose us and stand against your truth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. All to the glory of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. In the fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. As far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds.
Restore our souls brand new. All to the glory of God. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
For you are deserving of our highest admiration. In you is life. All that is living finds its existence from you. Without you, we have no life. Every animal, cell, flower, human being, every living thing receives its life from your own. Awesome and great living God, we praise you. We praise your powerful, life-giving name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I would like to play another selection while we're waiting. Amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
What we call you? Come on, somebody. Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, Jesus, that's why we called you. We lift up the name of Jesus. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
To God be the glory. It's in your hands.
My goodness. I tell you, I don't know about anybody else. And if I got to say it every time this happens, I'm going to say it every time this happens. I don't know about anybody else. But if I am gone for one day from church or out of service, it seems like everything seems out of whack. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how, you know, you get so used to going to church, and then all of a sudden you go, I ain't going to church no more. I don't know how they do it. Because I can tell something is missing out of my life. I can tell that everything is not running as smooth as it was when I was connected. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you got to go into the building because we all know that we're the church. I'm not saying you got to go into the building. But most people associate going in. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Most people associate going in the building with being attached to God. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So if you don't go in the building, you're telling yourself you are not attached to God. And if you believe that you're not attached, guess what you're going to do? Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, you believe that when you go to church, you know, you don't want nobody to see you doing it. And if you don't go, they won't know. Ooh, the devil is a liar. God still knows. Woo, my goodness, here we go. Y'all making me preach too soon. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, God. Thank you because you woke us up this morning. Clothed in our right minds, divine healing within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you, God. We glorify your holy name. We lift you up, my goodness. Have your way on this line tonight, oh God. We already know you said your word. Let not your word fall on deaf ears. Because it will not return to you void. Thank you, God, that your word accomplishes everything that is set out to do. And tonight we pray that as people have been given ear to hear what thus says the Lord, not what thus says Kathy, what thus says the Lord, that they will hear something to pierce them in their spirit, that if they're not already, they'll say, what must I do to be saved? We ask all of these blessed things in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I was gone for a day, and it seemed like I was gone for a month. You know what? Okay, I'm going to tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay, I'll tell the truth. I had already made up in my mind. I said, you know, all this rushing around, getting on the line, it's taking a lot. I might as well take a pill again and just chill for a while. And then a young man came up to me and he started talking. And I'm trying to convince him. Watch this now. I'm trying to convince him that the people in the world, they're not going to the church to be in the presence of God. They're going for entertainment. And I'm trying to convince him that's not what God intended. And I'm trying to convince him that God called me. And why I'm trying to convince him, God ends up convincing me. Come on now.
All right now.
My goodness, glory to God. You do know that every time you think you stepping foot to bless somebody, ooh, that God is really blessing you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, God. We don't look at it that way because you know what? We got it in our mind. Let me see if I can do this for him. Let me see if I can do this for her. And we don't realize that whatever you think you're doing for them is what God is really doing for you.
Come on now.
My goodness, yes. Lord of God. Mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, God. Well, we're going to get into this word tonight so I can hit it and quit it. It is good. Yes, it is. It is good, good, good. I felt that. I said, whoa, look where you done went with this word. It's good. So we're going to get into it right quick. Thank you, God. Yes, sir. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what? He said, he said, I like it when you call me Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For all the ones out there that keep tripping on me because I'm saying Holy Ghost, and they're going, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And I'm going, okay. So I've learned that. Thank you, God, because God doesn't want us to be offensive to anyone.
Amen.
He does not care. He does not want us to offend anyone. So when I go to the houses that believe in saying the Holy Spirit, then I say the Holy Spirit. When I go to the houses where I was raised up, the apostolic houses, and they say the Holy Ghost, then I open up my mouth and I go the Holy Ghost. But I stay alert of which house I'm in.
Amen.
Right now, I'm in the house where I got the lead. And since I got the lead, since I got the lead, I can say the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. So the Holy Ghost just said to me, I like it when you call me Holy Ghost. Why? Because, my goodness, glory to God. When you call him by name, you're acknowledging who he is.
Amen.
Ooh, thank you, God. Because you do know that most people, what they said, you know what? Something told me. Something told me don't go over there. Something told me not to do. And so when I get to saying the Holy Ghost told me, the Holy Ghost showed me, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Then he goes, I like it when you call it Holy Ghost. Why? Because you're acknowledging that I exist because you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize the Holy Ghost is real. Whether you say Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, he is real. The same way you say Jesus is real, how can Jesus be real without the other part of him? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Preach, Pastor. Yes.
Come on now. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. You can't acknowledge one without the other.
That's right.
So I thank God.
Thank him.
I thank God because I recognize when I acknowledge the Holy Ghost, I'm really acknowledging God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Because how you going to say, well, I listen to the Father and the Son. You can't have one without the others because they're only one. Hello?
Thank
you. Operating in three persons, but they're still one.
Yes.
So you can't say, well, I know that Jesus is real. I know there's God. What about the Holy Spirit? No, I ain't too sure about that one. Well, that just means you're not too sure about God. That's all that means. Because if you were sure about God, you would know that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. They're
Amen.
One. Woo, let's
yes,
to
Lord.
This word. My goodness.
Come on, Pastor.
Okay, he's taking us all the way back to the beginning again. We're going to Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. You know, I said, Lord, didn't you just have me here?
Mm-hmm.
He said, Kathy, watch this now. I said, Lord, didn't you just take me there? He said, Kathy, who's driving?
Okay.
I'm just a passenger. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm going.
Yes, Lord.
My goodness, glory to God. See, you got to know, because that's what my natural daddy did. You get in the car. See, I don't understand parents that let kids tell them whatever they want to right now. Because in my day, that was standing in here let you know. How old are you? A, well, stay in a child's place. Okay, and you're saying, I don't know what that means, but okay. Because they're letting you know, when you get in the car, you don't pay bills, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't do anything except receive. As a receiver, you don't have to know where I'm going unless I want you to know. Ooh, that was good right there.
Yes, it was.
Because guess what? That's what God is saying. If I don't tell you where you're going, it's only because I don't want you to know yet. Why? Because you're going to try to help me get you there.
Come on, Pastor.
And I do not need your help. I created you. You didn't create me. You know, that's what my mama used to tell us. She would look at us and say, you didn't give birth to me. I gave birth to you. And you sitting there looking like Dopey, you know, Dopey the clown going, you don't get to direct anything that I do because I gave birth to you.
Yes.
Okay. So this is what I want to understand before I get into this work. So why is it that the young people today have such a hard time getting these kids to respect, listen, and obey them? The Word of God says, if you train up a child in the way they should go, when they get older, they're going to return back to it, right? So guess what? My boy could tell you, from the time they came out, 6 months old, we was going, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I'm laughing now, but just a couple of months ago when everybody was looking at my son and they was going, your mama still got you in the church. And we all started laughing. They said, Lord, all I know, your mama used to drag them kids to the church. And I went, no, I didn't. And they said, please, you was in the church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I said, you exaggerate now. And they looked at my son like, Corey, am I? And Corey kind of gave that smile like, don't make me get in trouble. See what I'm saying? Even as a grown man, he still gives that respect to his mother.
Amen.
I know my mother taught me. I ain't getting in that conversation. So I'm trying to say, how is it that young people today have a hard time getting their kids to listen, respect, and obey them? Somehow, I believe you didn't train up the child in the way they should go. How do I know? Because I was there looking at you. When the kid was 2 years old and they was waving their hand in your face, I said, I don't want no cereal. I won't make it. And you was going, ooh, that is so cute. Look at her. She know what she want, honey. You can't tell her nothing.
Mm-mm.
And I'm thinking, 2 years old, saying, I don't want cereal. I want bacon. Look down at her and go, you got a job? Oh, well, then I guess you're going to eat this cereal. But no, they don't do that. They go, oh, well, you know, Jane, she's so funny. She won't even eat no cereal. All she want is bacon.
Mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. If she do that at 2, what's she going to do when she 12, when she 10, when she 16?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Come on now. And you saying, this all we got. Ma, you know I don't eat no cereal.
Hey.
You know I like bacon. And then you're wondering why you feeling some kind of way because your kid doesn't know how to talk to you. You didn't train up a child. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Let me get into this word. Y'all know the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Here we go. We are coming from Genesis all the way in the beginning of your Bible, the first book of the Bible. We are coming from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Amen. It's going to be short and sweet. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 says, now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field that the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman answered the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God has said, oh, my goodness, glory to God. God has said, you must not eat of it or touch it or you will die. You will not surely die, the serpent told her, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
The woman saw that the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eyes and that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom. She took the fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it also. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, so they sewed together fig leaves and made coverings for themselves. I'm stopping right there because that's where God has me stopping. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is, There's a Forest Behind the Tree. You're going to have to ride this one out to see what God is talking about. There is a forest behind the tree. So y'all know the story because, like I told you, he just gave you this a little bit ago, but he's going a different direction this time. And he says, the serpent said to her, you can't eat from the trees in the garden? No. We can eat from the trees in the garden. We just can't eat from that tree in the middle of the garden. Mm, my goodness, glory to God. I don't want to take off, but the engine is revving, and I think I'm getting ready to take off anyway. Watch this now. He says to her, you can't eat from the trees in the garden. No, we can eat the fruit of the trees in the garden. We just can't eat from that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to hear me so this will help you. So now the focus is on one tree.
That's right.
And that's why y'all know the saying, you can't see the forest for the tree.
Yes.
And here we go. God said, you can have all of this, but don't touch that tree, Adam. Okay, Lord. The same thing is happening right now. God says you can have that, and that. But don't touch that. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. So he's saying, you can have cars, you can have houses, you can have land, you can go on trips, you can have a good job, you can get good money, but stay away from that. Well, what is that? Because, oh, my goodness, glory to God, once you eat from that, you're going to surely die. Well, what's that? Why we can't eat from that? I don't think we're going to surely die if we can't eat from that. Well, what's that we can't eat from it? Sin. Because the wages of sin is death. Come on now. And you could have the house, car, the job, the money. You could have all of this. Just stay away from that. Well, you know what we do. Well, what's that? Why I got to stay away from that? Why can't I have that too? You know how things are. We want our cake and we want to be able to eat it too. So we want the houses, the cars, the jobs, the money, but we want to sin also. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. It's getting quiet in here. Here's the thing. The devil got you focused on what you can't have. The one thing that God said you can't have is where he's got your focus. And he done, my goodness, glory to God. He has distracted you so you don't see all this other stuff that you can have. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. And so God is saying, Kathy, tell them you don't have to sin to get a house. You don't have to sin to get a car. You don't have to sin to get a, my goodness, glory to God. You don't have to sin to get a good job. You don't have to sin to get a spouse. Those things I've got waiting on you for the day that you hearken not your heart and obey the voice of the Lord. They're called blessings. They're called blessings. You don't have to sin to get a blessing.
Amen.
You have to obey the voice of God.
That's right. Preach, Pastor, preach.
And guess what? The blessings make it rich and add no sorrow. When was the last time you seen sin make you rich and add no sorrow? Tell the truth. The devil is a liar. Every time you do something you ain't got no business doing, you get the feeling all guilty. You get the feeling all ashamed. Guess what that's called? Sorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man.
That's what that's called. Sorrow. My goodness, glory to God. God is saying, let him know there's a forest behind that tree.
Yeah.
You know what God is saying? Don't focus on the one thing that I say you cannot have.
Yeah.
I say don't touch sin. And if you don't touch sin, look at all these other trees in the garden you can have.
Yes.
But you cannot see the forest for the tree.
That's right.
But you focus on the one thing you're not supposed to touch, sin. And guess what? This was in the beginning, right? Adam and Eve.
Yes.
And God is saying, the same way they look at me and go, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, so is his word. If his word applied to them then, it still applies to us now. And I know all you Bible scholars are out there going, that was in the Old Testament under the law. Jesus said, I didn't come to change the law. I came to fulfill it.
Amen. Amen.
My goodness, he didn't make no changes. He fulfilled it.
That's right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So the same way he looked at Adam, watch this now, the same way he looked at Adam, said, Adam, you guys can eat from any tree you want to. Don't touch that one. He's still looking at us today, going, Adam,
mm-hmm.
Adam, 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 and don't get it twisted. God is no respecter of person, so he's not looking at man or woman. He's looking at human. Human.
Yes.
And he's saying to us as humans, don't touch that. And here's Satan doing what he always did. Surely you're not going to surely die if you sin. Can't nobody see you sleeping with her? They not there. Can't nobody see you stealing? I'm going to show you how to get it, and no one knows you took it. Huh? Go ahead and tell that little white lie. Go ahead. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. The last time I checked, sin was sin. There's no little sin and big sin. It's
That's
just
right.
sin.
Amen.
Huh? God yep. said, oh, okay, Kathy, that was just a little sin that you did eating those evil grapes in the store. So you okay? No. Kathy, you did wrong, just like the person over there just committed a crime. You still did wrong.
Yes.
And I told y'all the story he used my kids to tell me. Because I turned around and looked at that little rascal, and he was eating grapes. Have
yes.
you lost your mind? And looking up at me going, what? I said, boy, don't make me bust you inside your head in this store eating them people grapes. And he go, what are you doing all the time? And I'm going, what?
Yes.
He said, you do it all the time. You say you testing them.
So that's what
and
you
went, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So guess what? When you training up a child in the way they should go,
mm-hmm.
watch how you training them.
Because
I trained that little rascal to go in the store and taste the grapes before he buy them.
That's right. Yes, you did.
And I'm telling you, I was so crazy. I would pop one in my mouth and go, oh, that one's sweet, but you know the rest ain't. So I'll pop another one and another one and another. I go, oh, yeah, I guess they are sweet. Well, I done ate, what, about 25 cents worth of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's probably $1.25 because grapes are so expensive. I done ate part of what I was supposed to pay them for.
Mm-hmm.
They can't weigh the grapes. The grapes are inside of me.
Yes.
So the little rascal who will be, I'm going to leave his name unmentioned, Corey, and the little rascal, he's sitting there popping no grapes in his mouth. I said, what are you doing? And you know what? He should have looked at me and said, what are you doing? How are you training me, Ma? This is what I saw you do. This is why I don't understand when people take their kids out and they're in front of a bunch of folks and all of a sudden the kid just get the urge to curse and the mother says, I'm going to tear your tail. I don't know where you got that from. Lies you tell. You know I got it from you.
Mm-hmm.
This is how y'all talk at home.
That's right.
My goodness, glory to God.
Yeah. Tell it. Exactly.
God is trying to educate us.
Yes, he
because
is.
Because we don't realize, we don't think we're doing wrong. But the person that, oh, my goodness, glory to God, the person that is looking at us is saying to themselves, oh, well, they do just what the world do. They don't look like no Christian to me. Because, see, here's the thing. Everything we do to glorify God, you don't glorify God when you're out there lying, stealing, cheating. Ooh, here's a good one. Being mean to people.
Oh, yeah.
That's not God's way.
Nope.
When you get to talking all out and da-da-da, that's not God's way. Huh? Come on now. He said a soft word can change the wrath of someone. Come on now.
That's
it's
right.
It's called humility. Humble
Amen.
Yourself.
Amen.
God can't work through you in pride. He hates pride.
Yes, he does.
And just so you know, arrogance is pride's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And God is saying, Jesus, who already pinned himself to the cross for us, he's still there at the right hand of the Father, going, Father, forgive them, but they still don't know what they're doing.
Amen.
Even when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And guess what? He's sitting at the right hand still going, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
My goodness, glory to God. Because if we did, because to know better and not do better, it's a sin.
Yes.
And the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. And that is the one thing that he told us not to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Sin. And why are they laughing at the story with Adam and Eve? Because, see, I told you they make it humorous and make you forget the real meaning of that sentence. Because
yes.
they make it humorous and go, well, it was this woman you gave me. And they start laughing. They say, oh, she was blaming him. He was blaming her. And they forget the moral of that story. It's God is saying, I'm giving you all of this freely. They're called blessings. But you would rather focus on the one thing that I told you not to touch, sin. I said, stay away from sin. And the devil told Eve, he said, God knows soon you touch that tree, your eyes are going to be open. Well, yeah, well, that's why God instructed us now, walk by faith and not by sight. Because everything that looks good is not always good for you.
Absolutely.
It says that when she saw that, it looked pleasing to the eyes.
Yes.
And God said, see, Kathy, tell them they need to start walking by faith, not by sight. Yeah, you, oh, wow. Oh, he looked at me. Oh, my goodness, look how good he looked. Oh, yeah, y'all. He's 6'2". Yeah, he got a nice job. But the devil is never going to tell you what's wrong with him. He's going to show you the traits that he know is going to draw you. Because, oh, my goodness, glory to God. He's using you to draw you.
Yes. Yes. Come on,
because
Pat.
You've already made it plain and clear what you like. I don't like no man look like that. I don't like no woman look like that. Oh, she got to be 34, 24, 36, 22, 18, whatever she got to be. And so Satan is going, Jim, and now he's talking to his imps. Did you hear her specification? Go get one just like that and send him her way.
Mm-mm.
Huh? But he looked good. She looked good.
Looks so deceiving.
And ended up not being good for you or you or you or you. Whoever you are under the sound of my voice that are looking at things that look good, and you're trying to touch it, and God is looking at you going, what are you doing? Did I not tell you that's the one tree you're not supposed to touch? Guess what? Sin didn't die in the garden. Sin is still here in the middle.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you know, the devil told me your eyes are going to be open. Good, and you hit their eyes is open. Because as soon as they did it, their eyes was open. They realized they were naked.
That's right.
And guess what? They covered themselves because now they were naked and ashamed. See, I told you, whatever you do that is wrong, you're going to feel guilty. You're going to be ashamed. Huh? You ain't going to want to go to church. You ain't going to want to pray. You ain't want to hear nothing with God. Because you are condemning yourself. God is not condemning you. You're condemning yourself. With God, there is no condemnation.
That's
with
right.
God, there's forgiveness. There's
yes,
mercy. There's grace. There's love.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
There's a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance. And for
thank
some
you,
of you hard-headed
thank
ones
you.
Out there like Kathy, there is a 70th chance. God
yes.
never, ever gives up on us. We give up on ourselves. God doesn't give up on us. Come on now. And that's why he says, there's a forest behind that tree. So the one thing that you're focusing on touching, he says, look beyond that and look at all the blessings that I have available to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Look past sin, because sin is still there. I told you don't touch that tree. Sin is still there. Don't touch it. Look at what's beyond it. There is a forest beyond that tree. My goodness, glory to God. God knows how to come at us. Oh, I got to tell y'all this before I close this out. He said, most people have heard the term, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I need to tell you what it means so you understand why he said there's a forest behind the tree. It means when they say you can't see the forest for the trees, it means not to understand or appreciate. Not to understand. That's why God's word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. The first thing it says when they say you can't see the forest for the tree, it says you cannot understand. Look it up on Google. Can't see the forest for the tree. It means not understand or appreciate a larger situation because you're only considering a few parts of it. You're sitting there considering committing a sin, committing adultery, lying, cheating, fighting your way to get to the top. You know, we so crazy. Why you got to make somebody look bad so you can get to the top when really you already at, oh my goodness, glory to God, that's good right there. You already at the top. So why are you trying to make somebody look bad so you can get to the top? You already at the top, because the last time I checked, God said, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. So while you at the bottom, you're last. And if you know God's word, you're really first.
Mona.
My goodness. Thank you, God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Watch out. God is saying, Satan has us, I'm included, focused on one thing. The one thing we can't have so that we'll miss out on all that we can. You can't have sin. You can't touch sin. But you can have every blessing that you can think of. How? Obedience. Faithfulness. Mm-hmm. A lot of those people in the Bible, they got what they needed because of their faith.
Amen.
They got what they needed because they obeyed God. They got what they needed because they feared God, feared as and respected,
mm-hmm.
trusted God's word. They waited on the Lord.
Yes.
They didn't take matters into their own hands. Huh? God said, yeah, you're going to get angry, but don't sin. Huh? Get angry, but sin not.
That's right.
Yeah, that means get angry, take that thought, cast it down, and start focusing on pleasant thoughts.
Yeah.
Don't think how you're going to get even with him or her. Don't think how you can, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Stop trying to manipulate God. He's not that kind of God.
No.
The God that we serve is loving, forgiving, merciful, kind, in the spirit, man, I can just imagine God getting up, looking at his little angels going, good morning, I love you, good morning, have a good day, everyone. Don't forget the one that I told you to keep watching out for, because you know she a little rascal, she gets carried away. Yes, Father, we're going to go take care of Kathy now. Okay, have a good day. Don't let her push you around. We won't. It sounds amusing, but that's how gentle our God really is.
Amen.
But guess what? The reason why we see a stern hand is because we don't listen.
Mm.
He said, those that have ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's not a human being. He's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, let them hear what I'm saying.
Yes.
And we choose to give a deaf ear. Why? Because we want to run over here and do this. We want to run over here and do that. And we want to do this and do that. And that is sin.
Yes.
The very tree that he's still telling us we cannot touch.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Kathy, make sure you let them know there is a forest behind the tree.
Amen.
So if you look past sin, you're going to see all kind of blessing. Ooh, God can give me a car.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Can give me a job. God can give me that husband I want, that wife that I want. God can give me good health. God can deliver me. God can.
Yes.
Why? Because with God, all things are possible. For them that believe. Amen. God bless you guys.
Praise God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. And before we have Pastor Kathy come back with the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Area code 936-219, God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hi, my name is Sister Leandra. I love listening to Pastor Kathy. She's a wonderful preacher, and I just love the way she just breaks down the word. So I just wanted to say I enjoy the word, and thank you, Pastor Kathy.
Amen.
Welcome, baby girl. When I tell y'all, I got to tell you, I know she's going to hurt me, but I got to tell you anyway. When I tell you that girl is an intercessor. She will get you into the presence of God. That girl can pray a roof over a house. You look up and go, oh, it's raining. We ain't got no roof. Let her get to start praying. God will drop that roof. Why? She knows how to tap in to God's word. Thank you. That's one of my spiritual daughters. God bless you, Minister Leandra.
Amen. Eric code 704-491. God bless you. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise God. Area code 623-271. God bless you. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Well, I always enjoy hearing the word from Pastor Kathy. Even when you think that when she starts to tell the story, whatever book in the Bible she's using, you might think, oh, I already know that one. Mm-hmm. And I'll still listen. But then she shares something, she finds a little golden nugget in there that was like, oh, I've never thought of that before. And it was powerful when she was using the story of Adam and Eve and the little doubt. And that's all it takes from Satan. He just has to plant that little seed of doubt, and he can destroy someone's whole life. So it's great that we have to be reminded to look past that sin, that doubt, and look around at all the blessings we have.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. To God be the glory. And we want to thank area code 704352 and 704524 for joining and listening in to the word this evening and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God. So at this time, we are going to turn it back to Pastor Kathy to give us the call of salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen?
Amen. Amen. God bless us. I tell you, I'm sitting here basking in this word because like Minister Leslie said, you know, you get this scripture and you go, okay, I know that scripture. I already heard that before. And then all of a sudden, God comes out with something else. You
yeah.
go, I didn't see that in there, you know, because you're so focusing on the fact that they ate from the tree. And
yes.
you're not focusing on the fact that
mm-hmm.
there's a forest behind the tree.
That is so
mm-hmm.
true.
Blessing
yes, yes.
behind sin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. Thank you that you brought it to us in another way.
Yes,
that's
yes.
why I tell you, I don't know how people say they can read the Bible. I can't read the Bible. I got to study it. I got to sit there and just go, line upon line and precept upon precept. There's so much meat in there. So much meat.
Amen.
And right now, our God is, he is so loving and so kind and so awesome that he's going to wait on you and
yeah.
you and you and
oh, yeah.
you to make a conscious decision to give your life to the Lord. But today, he's going to extend his hand and say, you're welcome to come now. If you choose to come now, right? You don't have to keep waiting. You can come now. If you desire to come now, come on. I'm waiting on you and you and you and you. But he's so good that he's not going to stop waiting. He's going to keep on waiting. Why? It's not his desire that any of us should perish. He wants to see us make it into the kingdom and claim our mansion.
Amen.
If you are under the sound of my voice and you don't have a relationship with God, Father God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus came and died on that cross for my sins. come into my life, dear Lord. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And you know what? It seems like, oh, we got to go through all this, and God has shortened it. Why? Because mm-hmm. he wants to give all of us an opportunity to come here. All you got to do is acknowledge that you're a sinner, Father God, I'm a sinner. You got to confess with your mouth that you believe Jesus died on that cross for our sins. Yes. And then you've got to invite him to come into your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then lead and guide you in the way you should go. That's all he's requiring of us. And the rest of it is a daily walk.
Yes, it
allowing
is.
Him to lead and guide us in the way we should go. His word says if we acknowledge him, he will direct our path on a daily basis.
Yes,
right? I don't know about you, but before I started doing that, I was all over the place. All kind of stuff was happening. And then I started, hey, you know, let me acknowledge him. Get up in the morning, Father God, I love you. Father God, I'm trusting that you're going to lead me where you want me to go. And then there's days I get in my car and I think I'm going the same old way that I go every morning. And God, the Holy Ghost, will lead and guide me. No, go this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll turn it. And I'm not even thinking about it. I just hear turn, and I turn. And
Amen.
Then I realize, oh, wow, he told me to turn. But by that time, I'm already at work.
Okay.
And as you're going to work and you get there and you listen to the radio and say, oh, there was an accident on 45. There was an accident. You go, oh, my goodness. Why? Because that was the route you were going to take.
Yes. Yes.
Just that quick, all you got to do is acknowledge him. Father God, help me today. Lead and guide me in the way you would have me to go. And just that quick, he'll start dropping nuggets into your spirit. Whatever nuggets he sees fit to drop for you, he's going to drop them.
That's
precious
right.
And Heavenly Father, we say thank you today, oh God. Okay. You have been so good to us.
Yes.
You are such a forgiving, merciful, loving God. And we thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do.
Yes.
We lift you up today, oh God, because we know that there are so many out there that you need to draw in, and you will not draw them in unless we lift you up. And how do we lift you up? Because you're not on the cross anymore. All we have to do is acknowledge, tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So that he can come and start drawing them in and drawing them in and drawing them in. We thank you, God.
Thank you.
We thank you for this word on tonight, oh God, that you just gently reminded us.
Mm-hmm.
We still are not supposed to touch that tree. That tree is still sinful.
Yes.
And it is.
If
we touch it, we're still going to die.
Yes. Because
the wages of sin is still death. So we thank you, oh God, for how you gently reminded us, stop touching the tree. You know, God is so good. He'll look at us and go, is no one there to condemn you? No, no one, sir. Because he said, he who is without sin, let him throw the first stone. And when he looked around, he said, is there no one there? She said, no, no one. And you know what he said to her? Go and sin no more.
No more. Yes,
and that's what God is telling every one of us today. Go and sin no more. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, he's given us an opportunity.
Yes.
To get it right. It's called restoration.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
He's going to restore us.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you desire to be restored, God will restore you. He's a forgiving, merciful, loving God. And I thank God. I thank God. He does not punish us the way we deserve, but he loves us better than we could ever imagine.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Thank you, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you. It's back in your hands.
Praise be to God.
God, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Until we meet again, in Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good night.
Love you, and be safe.
God bless. Love you guys. Thanks for getting on. Love you.
Amen. Shalom.
Belongs to you.
they went away.